Phuket, Island of Symphony. This Phuket time-lapse was done during the month of July 2014, which is the rainy season. The good thing about doing time-lapse during this month is that accommodation is incredibly cheaper than the high season. The room I rented was just 500 baht from the usual price of 1500 baht during high season. There are also fewer people on the island, which means more space to set up the camera and also fewer people around your shooting area. I mean, any time-lapser wouldn't want lots of people moving near the tripod, as a small kick would mean you'd have to start your shooting all over again. However, the rainy season also means you need a lot of good luck regarding the weather. I think I was kind of half-lucky for this trip, which was good enough. Most of the days it was so cloudy I didn't see any sunset at all, which is really a big deal, as sunset-sunrise scenes are considered the holy grail of time-lapse. In fact, the sunset scene at the beginning of the film happened only on the last day of the trip. Yep, I only caught one sunset for this trip. The last sunset scene at the end of the film is actually a reverse sunrise, by the way. It feels kind of disappointing when you wake up 5 a.m. in the morning to catch the sunrise, but don't see one. But let's not make too much of that. Fortunately, when you aren't blessed with good weather during the day, you don't lose hope. You simply focus on the night. Personally, time-lapsing at night is a lesser burden, as the weather and the look of the sky don't really matter, as long as it doesn't rain, though the presence of stars can certainly add to the production value. The beautiful piers around Phuket bring out good time-lapse scenes, and a bird's-eye view of traffic scenes with city lights bring Phuket City to life during the night. Overall, there's less worry doing time-lapse during the night than daytime. I think what is really unique for this Phuket time-lapse is how the sea waves were able to sync so well with the music. See the beginning few scenes. This was quite unexpected for me, as it didn't enter the plan at all until I began the editing process. The techniques used were the time remapping tool in Adobe After Effects, coupled with its slow-mo effect. The same tool sets were used for the light ambience that also syncs well with the music. Finally, as I've just been to Phuket, I feel the responsibility to share some useful travel tips for future visitors. Basically, for those who would like to travel to Phuket beaches in the coming weeks, I would say go to Batong Beach, if you prefer a fun atmosphere with lots of people or want to do some parachute boating. For more private beaches, go to Gamala or Sarin Beach. I hope this helps.